The globalists are in desperation. Prayer is changing things, and we're rising up. And remember this, the left, the transgender, the rainbow flag, as much as we pray for the salvation of souls, some of these people are going to go homicidal, lunatic, mad dog crazy. And they're all in to their demonic agenda. So there are portions of the population that are going to even become more zombified, violent, subhuman, if you will. Forget the federal government. Forget the federal law enforcement. There is no law enforcement. There is no justice. There is no respectable FBI or court system anymore. Look at what they've done to Donald Trump. This is a confirmation that the country has gone rogue. We've had a communist takeover, a coup d'etat on January 6th. And we've been in a train wreck ever since. And this flooding of the border, the invasion of military-aged men from Central America, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, all these areas are really the dregs of the society of those areas. They're bringing in the dregs across into America, and you will see an explosion of crimes and horrors that, unlike any other time in the history. They have forcibly jabbed people with this bioweapon. They are forcing people in Europe to eat bugs and worship the climate and worship the rainbow flag. This is an ungodly evil agenda that the globalists are trying to create a Star Trek world, with this delusion.
And exactly. It's build back better. They say they've got to destroy this world before they build their utopia, but all they're building is hell on earth.
They are. It is hell on earth. And that's the difference. We recognize it. We smell the death. We sense the evil behind their animated lies and demonic smiles.
Well, we have a real American patriot on with us in the next hour, joining us now. We're very honored to have him with us. Ex-U.S. Army PSYOPs expert, Fox News fired Carlson to maintain semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded population. Paul Joseph Watson wrote a week or so ago. Former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer says that Tucker Carlson was fired by Fox because of the regime's agenda to maintain a uniform, semi-lobotomized, quasi-retarded population, close quote. The remarks were made by U.S. counterterrorism expert Scott Bennett, who is a hero. If you look at the Clintons and Obama and the Fast and Furious and the guns to Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the money laundering and the Clinton Foundation, we know about a lot of it because of Scott Bennett. And just like they're trying to put me in prison and Roger Stone and Elon Musk and Donald Trump, they put him in prison, but he was vindicated, and he's been vindicated. I'm not going to go over his lengthy anti-terrorism background, but it is substantive. I know he doesn't want to talk about his curricula vitae, but he should probably spend a few minutes about himself for folks that don't know who he is. He's a U.S. Army Special Operations Officer, 11th Psychological Operations Battalion, Civil Affairs Psychological Operations Command, Global Psychological Warfare Counterterrorism Analyst. It just goes on for hours. And his website is ShellGameWhistleblower.com, ShellGameWhistleblower.com. I'm going to try to give you the floor to go where you want with this, but obviously Tucker Carlson is just a window into this larger real world. We see the congressional hearings the last 2 months, where now they admit what we already experienced. Hell, I watched the congressional hearings, Armed Services Committee of the House, saying I'm a Russian agent. I've experienced the CIA. I've experienced the PSYOPs. Now, there's other white hat groups that have really helped us, and we've broken a lot of information. So the government's not the enemy, but criminals have hijacked it at the top. It's like if you're on a plane and a guy, you know, pulls out a bomb and puts the captain's uniform on, that's not the captain. So the airline and the pilot's not our enemy. He's tied up. We got people that have hijacked the country. So he can give us a window into Obama legalizing, 10 years ago, congressionally using domestic propaganda here. Now you're seeing the full extent of that. And then the Restrict Act, saying they'll put us in jail, and they're resurrecting the new Ministry of Truth run by U.S. intelligence agencies, pointed at the American people. So what brought down Rome, what brought down Venezuela, what brought down Germany, having your intelligence agencies and your military against you has now happened. It's called cultural, political, national cancer is how I would describe it. So Scott, ShellGameWhistleblower.com, thank you so much. I'm going to try to let you talk as much as you like. 35,000 foot view, start with Tucker Carlson, big picture, all your travails, Everything you said being vindicated now, coming out. Can we unseat this coup without violence? What do you think their next tricks are? There's a million places to go with your expertise. I hope you'll join us again soon. An hour is not enough. Maybe we can do a commercial-free podcast sometime for 2 hours. Maybe fly you down here. But congratulations on your work, sir, and being vindicated. So wherever you'd like to start.
Well, let's start with the word of the Lord. He says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. And blessed be the Lord, my strength, who teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. And I was just down in Texas, and I'll say, if all the republics of the world shall fall, Texas will be the last man standing. And it's an honor to be on your show, Alex. I just wanted to put that on there for white purposes. I was a Army officer, direct commission, psychological operations because of my advanced degrees. I was at the State Department Counterterrorism Office under General Del Daley, Joint Special Operations Command. I worked in Joint Military Information Support Command, Crystal City, in a secret building on a secret floor. I was also at MacDill. I had a TSSCI clearance, so I was in the highest levels of counterterrorism. Before that, I was in the Bush administration. Before that, I was at the Heritage Foundation. So Tucker and I sort of had some parallels. He was in growing up in La Jolla. I grew up in Laguna Beach, California. But I went out to Washington, D.C. in 1998 to do the good fight. And it was there that I sort of cut my teeth in government and think tanks and went into the military as a direct commission. And I specialized in psychological warfare, counter-Islamic theory. CIA had picked up some papers of mine, and I was known in the community. And when I went into Booz Allen Hamilton and Special Operations Command, to make a long story short, I started seeing the direct connection between Union Bank of Switzerland, the Clinton Foundation, a law firm called Covington & Burling, Eric Holder, Lanny Breuer, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, a whole assortment of colorful clown characters from the Obama administration. And I filed reports and I gave briefings. And the next thing I know, I'm arrested at the front gate and told I filled out my housing form improperly. I thought it was a CIA test, but it wasn't. It was a deep state reaction to the explosive suppositories that I seemed to be inserting into their gullet. And they threw me in jail for making a false statement on a housing form because they said I circled the wrong bubble. But in reality, white hats had been directing me and had said, Scott, you're going to be going in. And it was to track a Swiss banker that a colleague of mine, Ed Snowden, had been tracking. Ed and I were at Booz Allen together. He was in Hawaii. I was in Crystal City in the Pentagon. But the Swiss banker was the key to 19,000 bank accounts, hundreds of millions of dollars that the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and a guy named Robert Wolf, chairman of UBS, were using in financing black operations from Syria to Libya to Ukraine to Iraq. And that report came out in Shell Game, and that's on the website. People can go there and see it. Shell Game is a military whistleblowing report that was sent to Congress. There's a chapter called Follow the Money, and you see all of the congressmen and senators that received a copy of it, Mike Pompeo, Jeff Sessions, among many, many others, and absolutely nothing was done. And I wrote it as a military officer who had been shanghaied by the Obama administration. And Michael Isikoff and Tom Hamburger, two CIA journalists, came up and debriefed me. I then had my family's homes broken into and their safes stolen. So there were some nefarious overlaps. But we wrote the Shell Game report. We sent it out. And what make another long story short, Alex, is my connection with UBS and direct intel in Hong Kong and elsewhere built up a dossier, which I gave to President Trump and many others. I even, in fact, gave it to, I was at a conference in Dallas and I met Sidney Powell and Joe Flynn. And this is when General Flynn had just been incarcerated. And I said, you know, the law firm your brother's using, Joe, is a terrorist financing law firm. They're stabbing in the back. He has to fire them. And next thing you know, I told it to Sidney Powell too. General Flynn fired Covington and Burling and hired Sidney Powell, and Sidney Powell contacted me and asked for more information on Covington. And then I wrote an amicus, and She submitted a brief, and the Justice Department dropped all charges because she said, I'm the new attorney and I want to know everything that's been said between Covington and Burling and the Department of Justice. And they didn't want it to know that they had an incestuous relationship and that they had stabbed General Flynn in the back. So that's why he's free. That's why he's alive, because the Justice Department didn't want this connection known between their law firm that finances and is the legal cover for UBS, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the Chinese Communist Party, all sorts of bad operations. So that's just a General Flynn sideway. But the UBS connection is extraordinarily significant because I was invited back to be part of Donald Trump's election analytics team, where we looked at the election fraud, the documents, the algorithms, and I had special intel coming to me from a variety of sources I won't go into. But I put together a briefing that showed how Union Bank of Switzerland entered into a contract with the Chinese Communist Party going back to 2009 that evolved from 2009 up until 2020, where UBS and the Chinese Communist Party created UBS LLC and then worked through Staple Street Capital to acquire Dominion, ES&S, and Premier voting machines. That was a direct national security threat to the United States. It shows a foreign entity influencing our elections by purchasing the voting machines. We know the algorithmic impregnation that occurred later. That's the Union Bank of Switzerland, Chinese Communist Party connection to Dominion, ES&S, and Premier.
And that's all incredibly important, and I want you to continue. And then I want to look at the current landscape and the psyops. I mean, I've seen other former and current CIA, Defense Intelligence, other people on the air last year, an incredible series of reports on OAN, where they explained that some of these guys actually developed these tactics that they said were too extreme and dangerous to even use on Muslims and in the Middle East and in Central Asia, but then they're using these incredibly dangerous systems here domestically, and we can see it everywhere. Everything's a giant psyop right now, and we'll get your view on how it's going for the globalists, where you think they're going to go, how we counter it, the collapsing border, kind of a 35,000-foot view of where the Republic is right now, because we really respect your view.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, the UBS and the connection of the election analytics I presented, and this is significant too, Alex. One of the documents I presented was AFL-CIO connection to senior executive service and their planning of the January 6th event and all sorts of other nefarious activities. So we gave a briefing ahead of January 6th and advised President Trump to engage military operations because they were going to try and overthrow the government. And they did.
And so let's slow down. Let's go back to the AFL-CIO, how they did it. We know Trump asked for 10,000 National Guard. Milley threatened to basically resign. So this all historically happened, and I know that you were the guy that they're warning him, so let's flesh that out.
Well, the AFL-CIO had prepared a document that they shared with 10 people across the nation, high-level legal minds, and this document described how they were planning on disruptive operations, and they had connected with senior executive service and other parties, which to me is a seditious conspiracy and an act of treason for which they should be executed after due process of law, of course. This briefing was presented to Pat Byrne, General Flynn, Sidney Powell, Rudy Giuliani, and an assortment of other people close to Trump. And I emphatically advised and warned, this is a war. This is a guerrilla operation. This is asymmetric war. They are engaging in the same tactics of burn, destroy that they've been doing in Wisconsin, burning down cities. We need to engage them and call them domestic terrorists. Well, for a variety of reasons, it wasn't done the right way. And the domestic terrorists came up on January 6th with Ukrainian operative thugs that they had used in the overthrow of Ukraine, the overthrow of Yanukovych back in 2014. We know that biolabs and all the other things of Ukraine. I was part of that documentary too. But they came in and disrupted just January 6th as a PSYOP. You're talking about psychological operations. The PSYOP of January 6th was to traumatize the Congress in a sense into giving them justification to rush through the false fake president Joe Biden as a certification of the votes, and to brand every Trump supporter, every Republican, every conservative as a domestic terrorist. And
which Biden then in June of 2021 officially made the main U.S. directive for counterterrorism, saying white supremacism is the number one threat, then defining white supremacism as not wanting lockdowns, not wanting forced shots, not wanting open borders, and anything else they deem as bad. Now that is white supremacism, and now you've been labeled a terrorist, so they can then try to use the entire apparatus against you.
That's right. And amplifying that is the mental degeneration from the COVID-19 vaccine that is lobotomizing everyone who gets it before they die a slow blood clot, infertile death, which we know is happening from the Senator Ron Johnson and other reports. And I think there's anyone with a brain understands that bioweapon, which I would argue has been originated in the Ukrainian operations, 46 biolabs, not just 11, 46 that the Russians.
And remember how last year they denied that and said it was Russian disinfo. Now Victoria Nuland testifies to Congress that indeed those are bioweapon labs.
Yes, they are. And they've been developing strains of pathogens and diseases that would be aerosolized and delivered against Russian-speaking populations in eastern Ukraine for the purposes of disintegrating the population centers and advancing a low-intensity conflict against Russia. And for that reason, Russia stepped in. And I think, you know, I'm not a Putin apologist at all, but I am a truth speaker and a traditional family values conservative. And I see Russia was forced to go in and stop this bio lab war that we were initiating under NATO and the European Union. And again, Victoria Nuland, John Kerry, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. And another significant aspect of the Ukrainian situation, Alex, which you know well, too, is the biochemical labs were funded by Rosemont Seneca, Metabiota, one of the organizations that was responsible for a lot of the experimentations as a government contractor, was previously called Global Viral Forecasting Institute. And you've got Paul Pelosi Jr., you've got Christopher Hines, you've got Hunter Biden, you've got an association of these, children of the greatest criminals this government's ever produced, involved with the chemical biolabs in Ukraine that were creating things that one could argue were shipped back to Chapel Hill, which was one of the contractors on the intelligence documents. Then to Fort Detrick and then Wuhan, and this whole shell game of moving things around occurred, but it really originated in the Ukrainian operation. And that is why Joe Biden and his puppet handlers, I should say the Obama administration third term, Obama is really behind the curtain, is the little man with his Michael LeVon Robinson standing next to him. Obama is the one pulling the strings of Joe Biden. And the massive money laundering, the massive corruption, the massive child trafficking, the criminality in Ukraine is voluminous. And, another reason that they're engaging in this war. And FTX, there's another card to play. They're doing massive money laundering. And
I want to walk through all that, but give me your 35,000-foot view. They admit they're trying to destabilize. Klaus Schwab says you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing. They are erasing the border. They are flooding us with fentanyl. They are brainwashing our children. They're financing race war. The globalists are launching this war with Russia while they, at the same time, attack America, which is hurting the dollar. Obviously, I know they want to bring down civilization and then use that collapse as the saviors to come out on top. But I don't actually see it even going well for them. The whole world's starting to wake up. People are turning against them, but they seem to only be doubling down. Or do you think the globalists are winning right now?
I think you're right. The American people are the leaders in so many ways of the world because of their strength of heart. And I don't say that arrogantly. I don't say that with exceptionalism or any of the slogans. But the American people have been on the land that America, that God put us on, and we're especially blessed. And I think the best of the Americans, which I think largely are an audience of your show, ironically enough. The best Americans, the smartest Americans, the toughest Americans, those Americans that cherish their God, their family, their land, have woken up. They haven't let themselves be poisoned with this shot. They're not letting their children be poisoned by the brainwashing of wokeism, rainbow flags, transgender surgery, which is really a form of child sacrifice. We are rising up as separate entities, separate leaders, separate voices. And that's going to carry the day, Alex, is for individual counties and towns and states to say, no, we're not accepting the jurisdiction of Joe Biden. We're not accepting him as a president in our school district and our county supervisor.
And that's the good news. People recognize he's not real. It's the third administration of Obama. Football teams, basketball teams, college and NFL, everyone's refusing the visits. The players are saying, we're not going. And they try to order them to go. They won't go. That's never happened before. People recognize this isn't real.
That's been what has been required, is this awakening, this transformation, this sense of loss. You cannot get into a fight until you've had everything stripped of you, until you have been completely purged of the materialism, until you have been slapped awake out of your numb, fuzzy intoxication from football games on the weekend to all sorts of leisure and intoxicants, which are part of the psyop. People are ineffective in political combat until they have been starved of that and purged of that and fasting from that. And I think we've had a fast from, the real Reagan Trump leadership for the past 2 years. And we
I totally agree with you. And used to, I would get persecuted and I didn't like it, but I fought through it. I'm not a masochist, but now I know that's, I'm over the target. Now I enjoy the pain, and it's been quite the process. And I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying it's the Holy Spirit. But now I enjoy it. Actually, it's wild, and it's like a V for Vendetta, where V's putting her through that psychological operation, and he says, "All right, well, you're not going to turn your friends in. I'm going to kill you." She goes, "Kill me." He goes, he opens the door and he says, "You're free now." I think that's the point a lot of people are getting to. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're waking up and they're finding their strength. You know, the joy of the Lord is your strength. We're to be joyful, happy warriors. We don't submit to their rainbow flag wokeism. We don't submit to any of their tyranny. We're not a racist country. We're not a bigoted country. All of that is propaganda and psyop. So we're seeing states break up, too. I think you're going to see a reorganization of the national republic. You're going to have some areas like New York and Chicago and elsewhere that are just going to disintegrate into the swamp of their own decadence and violence and stupidity and madness. But then you've got great states and republics like Texas, like Florida, like the Midwest, who are, people are leaving California and elsewhere to be among their tribe. And it's not a white thing. There's blacks, there's Hispanics, there's Asians. Every tribe that cherishes traditional family values and God and our rights that are protected under the Second Amendment, our rights given to us by God. Our Second Amendment right is our right to defend ourselves, defend our country from government tyranny, not from rabid deer. All of these rights are forming the foundation upon which a new republic, I think, is rising. And people need to be prepared for that. And that's what makes it an exciting time is, in the end, you know, we rise up. It is the V for Vendetta moment. We're rising up with great strength, and we're inoculated, to use that term loosely, against the lies of the deep state. Now, I do anticipate they're going to accelerate their international conflicts to try and create the smoke and fire to cover their own domestic terrorist agenda here in the United States with Iran or Russia or China. I've been to Iran twice. It is not an enemy of the United States. It is a great Christian population that is rising in Iran. The same with Russia, traditional family values.
That's right. I've seen polls that upwards of 80% of people below 25 are pro-American Iran. Same thing in Russia. They're smart enough to know they've got leaders that they don't like, but they understand we're still the best house in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, they do. That's a good way of framing it. And they have a love for America. When I was in Iran, I saw smiles and joy. I never had a sour look. I never had any feeling of negativity. And I was there with other former government officials. You know, I won't go into names.
Scott, but some stay there. We got to go to break. You got so much to share with us today. Incredible guest. Got to get him back on again soon. Amazing. Find his website at shellgamewhistleblower.com and his book. This is really down the rabbit hole, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
What happens when the curtain is pulled back? If you think things are bad now, we've just begun to pull the curtain back. I'd say it's back 20%. What are we going to see once it's fully down? I don't see the globalists surviving this, but how do we not let them take us down with them? Scott Bennett, former Army Psychological Operations Officer and a real patriot, is giving us incredible analysis. We're going to get his take here in just a moment, but here's a metaphor or an allegory of what we're dealing with.
Please, sir, we've done what you told us. We brought you the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West. We melted her.
Oh, you liquidated her, eh? Very resourceful.
Yes, sir. So we'd like you to keep your promise to us, if you please, sir.
Not so fast. Not so fast. I'll have to give the matter a little thought. Go away and come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, but I want to go home now.
You've had plenty of time already.
Yeah. Do not arouse the wrath of the great and powerful Oz. I said come back tomorrow.
If you are really great and powerful, you'll keep your promises.
Do you presume to criticize the great Oz? You ungrateful creatures, think yourselves lucky that I'm giving you audience tomorrow instead of 20 years from now.
Oh,
the great Oz has spoken.
Oh,
pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great Oz has spoken.
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful.
2 days ago at the Berkshire Hathaway meeting that Bill Gates was at with Warren Buffett, one of the major shareholders got up and exposed them and Jeffrey Epstein, their whole evil plan. They had him arrested. But that's not a sign of their strength. That's a sign of their weakness. So the curtain's being pulled back. What are we really going to find on the other side? It's already so horrible. And how do we peacefully stop these people? I'm going to shut up and give Scott Bennett the floor here. Scott, please continue.
Well, previously you'd asked about Tucker Carlson, Alex, and I had the good pleasure of meeting Tucker Carlson at the San Francisco studio he came out to broadcast at, and I would do broadcasts from the studio too. So it was Tucker, myself, his makeup girl, and a friend of his wife's, and I gave him a copy of my book, Shell Game, and I said, Tucker, you know, be careful with this because CIA and all sorts of operations have come against me, but I told him my credentials and background. And Tucker looked at it and he read through it and he thumbed it and he goes, huh, okay, you know, in his Tucker way. And we talked for a little while about everything that happened to me and the 35,000 foot view of what was really going on with the Obama administration and Biden and terrorist financing and UBS and all sorts of operations. And he changed after reading that book. He kind of acquired a serrated edge. So Tucker has been growing and evolving. And I think prayer goes a long way. And people really need to know that prayer is the most powerful weapon in the universe. So I want to encourage people to pray for you personally, Alex, to pray for your people and your staff and your channel. Pray for me. We are rising to serve our country, to serve out of loyalty and love to our Constitution, our family, our liberties. We are rising up and sacrificing for a greater good because our Heavenly Father is calling us to this fight. And this is also a fight that's intergenerational. When you played that clip of Dorothy and Toto, the thought came to me, one of the most powerful things that can happen, that can set the deep state and their minions, their priests of wokeism and transgenderism and every evil thing in school boards and such. The most powerful psyop is for a young boy or girl between 12 and 14, 15 to go in, even younger than that, if they're skilled, to go in and speak and say, my name is Betsy Sue, and I do not want to become a boy. I do not want to cut my breasts off. My name's Johnny, and I don't want to cut my penis off and become a girl. And I'm offended that you're trying to push this down my throat. I'm offended when I see books about little boys being raped by men in the shower. I'm offended and disgusted by you. And God says, vengeance is mine, I shall repay. God says, it is better for you to have a millstone tied around your neck and cast into the farthest parts of the sea. For a child to stand up, maybe that's a child shall lead them, for a child to stand up and roar, the righteous are as bold as a lion, for them to stand up and make these declarations to serve them notice, as part of the legal documentation I always train people in, serve them notice that they are doing evil and will be punished eternally for it, as well as in this terrestrial plane, as America rises up and reclaims our states and our federal government and our agencies. This is the way to make them fall backwards. This is the way to make school boards run in terror for the evil they're doing, is by little people, small people, young children, going to the podiums and declaring with righteous boldness, with the strength of Samson, that they just won't tolerate this brainwashing being pushed into their schools for a woke agenda of these old people over 40 or 50 that have never been married, that don't know what a man or a woman is, some purple-haired, multiple-pierced, rainbow flag-worshipping lunatic from San Francisco that happens to move into a school and corrupt a school board in Texas or Idaho. Of course, I don't think Texas allows them. This is the way to fight back, is by going into your counties, going into your school boards with groups of people. We've got an entity on our website, globalfreedomtv.com, called the Constitutional Law Enforcement Committee. This is a committee people can form. It's like the committees of safety, but it's about going in saying, we are not allowing anything that violates the Constitution in our county, in our school boards. And we will sue you civilly and criminally for corrupting a minor. You're teaching religion when you teach transgenderism. And the Constitution says you will not establish and teach a religion.
And that's right. And now they even have New York Times articles admitting transgenderism and the fake environmental movement is the new leftist state religion. And look, Texas is okay compared to some states, but Austin's totally captured. It's just as bad. They parade the elementary students around at the LGBT events. It's all happening. But what you said about Tucker is absolutely true. I'm not going to get into inside baseball, but he was never anti-Christian. He's talked about this. He was Episcopalian, but he wasn't sure about it all. But he really knows good and evil now. He's had an experience and experiences and knows the truth. And that's why they really came after him.
He was enlightening Americans. He was coming from a moderate position, a curious position, an intellectual position. He had been at Heritage. Heritage is a wonderful think tank. I was there. It teaches you the conservative encyclopedia of reading from Sowell to Burke to Eliot to all sorts of other authors. And Tucker was a rational thinker, an academic, an intellectual who was testing and hypothesizing and theorizing. He had brilliant people from Jordan Peterson to a variety of other authors and speakers who were happy warriors of truth.
And we got to go to break again in here in a moment, but what you say is so key here, that it's a process of realizing there really is good and evil, and the system doesn't want us to be able to differentiate that. And you get back to local government. So you're a former military officer, psyops expert, and you're explaining it's the people. It's what the feds are scared of. It's what Obama's third term tried to sick the FBI on people at school board meetings, because this is our country. This is our nation. And if we simply occupy it peacefully and say no to them, they can't win. But they want to bully us and intimidate us to bow to them as if they're the moral authority. They're not the moral authority.
You're right. And serving them notice, the most powerful thing someone can say is, be advised, you're hereby served legal notice. You're violating my rights under 18 U.S. Code 241 and 242, deprivation of rights under color of law, and conspiracy to deprive me of my rights. You can be criminally charged and thrown in jail for 5 years, 10 years. I'm also warning you and serving you notice of 42 U.S. Code 1983, 84, and 85, civil rights violations. I'm giving you notice now, Mr. Police Officer, Mr. Government Official, Mr. FBI, and I will sue you personally and your agency and your field office for violating my rights.
All right, stay there. Scott Bennett, stay with us. All right. When I was on air 29 years ago, almost nobody knew about the New World Order and the globalists, maybe 1%. Now it's half the public. It's all over the world. People know what's happening. Tucker Carlson is a perfect microcosm of all this, how the media spins everything. He goes, I'm going to Twitter. And they spin it and say, oh, you don't have a deal with Elon Musk. Well, Elon Musk has Section 230. He doesn't want to run his own programs. By Musk opening up Twitter, it is where Tucker can go. So he's doing it with Twitter because of that. They're going to go, well, it's out of your house. Yeah, with 25 million views per video instead of 5 million on Fox. They try to spin it like, oh, it's not at the establishment studio. It's not important. It's just crazy how they try to psyop this whole thing. And I'm really concerned for Tucker. I'm concerned for his safety because he's really, really broken out as one of the main anti-globalists in the world. But Scott Bennett, getting back to you with your incredible background as an Army officer in special operations, psychological warfare, seeing all this used against the American people, what are you concerned the globalists have up their sleeve, what they're going to pull? I'm worried about false flags. They're trying to start a race war. Now the globalists are coming for Biden to get rid of him, to bring in their next puppet. Obviously, like you said, they want to start a bigger war as a distraction. They're talking about war with China, who I'm obviously not a big fan of. But, I mean, it seems like the globalists really are like their third or fourth string. And I know they like to put puppets up like Biden, but even their top people don't seem to realize that, in my view, they've already lost. They're never going to carry all this out. They're never going to stay in power. They're never going to win. But I think they could take us with them with a nuclear war or something else or a bioweapon. That's really my concern, is they don't know when to quit. What's your view on that, and what are you concerned about, and how do we counter this?
Well, I don't have any fear from Iran or Russia engaging in a military operation against us. They know we're in a civil war. I say this all the time when I'm on Russian TV, and they have a love and a respect for America. Many of them studied in America. So we put a lot of our interviews that I do on Russian TV to give people a flavor of that, globalfreedomtv.com. I am concerned that you're right. The globalists are in desperation. Prayer is changing things, and we're rising up. And remember this, the left, the transgender, the rainbow flag, as much as we pray for the salvation of souls, some of these people are going to go homicidal, lunatic, mad dog crazy. And they're all in to their demonic agenda. So there are portions of the population that are going to even become more zombified, violent, subhuman, if you will. What I see happening on a political, pragmatic level is the bringing in of Gavin Newsom in to replace Kamala Harris. Either they'll get rid of her one way or another. They'll move Gavin Newsom into the vice presidency. Then they will either kill or take out Joe Biden and slip Gavin Newsom in ahead of 2024. And then they'll try and suspend the elections and say, we're suspending it because some Trump supporter, person is engaged in domestic terrorism. I think they're going to bring in Gavin Newsom, and that's their plan. They've been doing false flag shootings. Nashville was a false flag shooting. You put up that picture of the shooter with two different pairs of tennis shoes. I think they're amplifying, trying desperately to do false flag shootings to try and trigger a Second Amendment disarming of America. But as you know, Americans aren't going to fall for that. They're never going to surrender their right to keep and bear arms. That's just a confirmation.
Well, yeah, we got lunatics running around killing everybody. We know we're not doing that. We need that for defense. Just like this guy used a truck to kill a bunch of people in Brownsville. We don't give our trucks up because he used a truck bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going to be increasingly desperate and violent and crazy. And we have to break it down to the small county town levels. Your sheriff is the most important law enforcement officer. Your sheriff should be saying, not a single FBI agent, not a single DEA agent, or any ATF agent shall be coming into my county to do anything to my citizens without a warrant, a wet ink warrant, and asking permission. That's how we take the country back, is through small sheriffs, small local groups. You define this tyranny. And I would also say the border is going to be overrun by 700,000 to a million people. The border states need to declare not a single bus, not a single plane will be transferred across Texas lines or Arizona lines or New Mexico lines. We will stop the bus, stop the plane, arrest the bus driver for violating 1382, illegal entry of an alien into the United States. These border states need to shut down this entire invasion that the federal government is trying to facilitate.
Well, I was about to say, I've talked to super high-level federal officials just in the last 3 weeks, and they were explaining that they will have people smuggling a busload of people who are convicted pedophiles. They gave me examples. And the Justice Department will not allow them to charge them with human smuggling. They'll say 2 months for illegal entry, and then they let the person out. I mean, it's total criminal activity, total enablement.
They need to break it down and arrest them on a small level. Texas needs to arrest them. Arizona needs to forget the federal government. Forget the federal law enforcement. There is no law enforcement. There is no justice. There is no respectable FBI or court system anymore. Look at what they've done to Donald Trump. This is a confirmation that the country has gone rogue. We've had a communist takeover, a coup d'etat on January 6th. And we've been in a train wreck ever since. And this flooding of the border, the invasion of military-aged men from Central America, Honduras, Nicaragua, Panama, all these areas are really the dregs of the society of those areas. They're bringing in the dregs across into America, and you will see an explosion of crimes and horrors that, unlike any other time in the history. For that reason, every veteran group, every National Guardsman, every Civil Air Patrol, Devil Dog, Sea Cadet, every militant component of a state's authorities need to be mobilized to defend against this and say, in a sense, to hell with what the federal government says or does. We are defending the land of Texas. Texas borders will not be violated by a single invader. And we are not giving jurisdiction to the CIA or the FBI or the ATF or the Border Patrol to do anything. This is Texas land, and we're stopping it right here and now. That's what needs to happen. We can't allow this kind of invasion, because they're going to go up into every other state. They're going to go to Idaho, go to Vermont, go to North Dakota, go to Ohio, go to Missouri.
That was my next question. Biden and Obama wanted to break the border and said surge it when he got elected or stole the election. But they've broken it too good. This is even out of control for them. I mean, the flood they created is absolutely waking people up.
Well, you create a buffer zone. You electrify the fences. You send the military down there. You shut it down like it was an invasion.
And then people know to stop coming instead of saying come.
And you go down into South America, into Central America with special operations teams, and you disrupt the flow. You disrupt the parades. You disrupt their vehicles by all means necessary.
We had the Guatemalan president last week trying to get a hold of Biden. He wouldn't even talk to him. And then Kamala Harris is on the job. She's going to run the AI task force. Give me a break. Telling her this was happening. And, of course, they don't take the call because they're behind it.
Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, these states, and need to be also volunteers from other states, need to come down as special operations Sicario teams, if you will, and disrupt the invasion from the origin sources. So they need to be going down and flanking these parades and
and cutting off the UN funding. The U.S. government and the State Department funds UNICEF to do this.
Yes, and a variety of other nonprofits are involved in this, and it's an act of treason. Again, you have to take control on your state level. If you had real manly leaders as governors in these states, they would say to their sheriffs, not a single bus or plane crosses Texas territory, period. I want the buses arrested, shut down, take everybody off, load them on a boat and send them somewhere else, but not into Texas. And we don't care what the federal government says. You know, in a sense, we're in a way we have to declare independence from the acts of treason and tyranny the federal government is doing under the perversion of the Refugee Resettlement Act. Refugees are the Vietnamese that escaped their torture and death under Vietnam. Refugees are not people coming from Central and South America looking for a job. That has been corrupted and perverted. It is not covered under the refugee resettlement law. It has been completely perverted. And that is one of the legal justifications.
All right, Scott, we got to go to break. Do one more segment with us. I want to hear your message to people in the system, what they can do, because we know it's hijacked at the top in the system. There's still a lot of good people. I want to talk to you about that. Your book, again, can be found at shellgamewhistleblower.com by the same title, shellgamewhistleblower.com. Don't forget, folks, we're listener-supported, selling books, films, T-shirts, high-quality supplements, X3 back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus is selling out, still 40% off if you want it. Get it, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, like Ultimate Bone Broth, Krill Oil, and more. InfoWarsStore.com, and Charcoal Toothpaste is now back in stock.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, our guest is amazing. He's staying with us another 15 minutes. Some stations don't carry this first five. So I want him to answer that big question about his message to people in the establishment that don't want to be part of this destruction but don't know what to do. He's one of those guys that went public, went through a lot, but has been vindicated. He'll talk about that coming up in about 6 minutes. But what do you think? I mean, we know why the deep state and the UN replacement migration says they're doing this, but you see the Democrats having to live in the blue cities they've created. They're wrecked. They're wrecking everything. And I just don't see, I'm kind of asking you to answer the question now, we continue next segment. Why is the establishment thinking, Scott, that they're going to be insulated from what they're doing? That tyrants do that throughout history all the time, but they always get consumed by the crises they create.
There is a certain bureaucratic mindset that afflicts the two-dimensional. They don't have any creative adaptability or flexibility. They don't imagine. They just hammer away at their mundane existence and jobs and their mundane minds. So there is a softness and a cauterization that has occurred in their mental processing. They don't think about these things. They're fearful. They're cowardly. They're weak, ultimately. That's what defines a lot of people in the bureaucratic circles. They care about their chunk of cheese and their retirement.
But the globalists on top of them are a lot smarter. How do they think they're going to be insulated from this?
They're hoping people are going to die off, Alex. They're hoping for all sorts of COVID-19-related mass deaths, mass lobotomizations, mass deterioration of the physical body of humanity. Look at what we have allowed to happen with giving people this COVID-19 vaccine on the military level and the government level. Everybody who got that vaccine, sadly, and I've met Mikovits and a lot of other doctors and scientists, everybody that got that shot, I'm convinced, sadly, is going to demise very, very quickly and possibly with a mental fog. This is what the vaccine does. It's not a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. Let's call it that. I keep having to get corrected. It's a biochemical weapon designed to crush and destroy the DNA of human beings. And everyone who got it, if it wasn't a placebo, sadly, is going to have to process through that. That's, I think, the motivation of why they're trying to rush this through. Look at Europe. They have forcibly jabbed people with this bioweapon. They are forcing people in Europe to eat bugs and worship the climate and worship the rainbow flag. This is an ungodly, evil agenda that the globalists are trying to create a Star Trek world, with this delusion.
And exactly. It's build back better. They say they've got to destroy this world before they build their utopia, but all they're building is hell on earth.
They are. It is hell on earth. And that's the difference. We recognize it. We smell the death. We sense the evil behind their animated lies and demonic smiles. And it's causing us to retract and pull back and say, no, we're going to create our own communities, our own tribes, our own regions aside from this. And I think, you know, that's another reason Putin and Russia have stood up and have said wokeism is a crime against humanity. Russia wrote into its constitution that marriage is between a man and a woman. Why can't the United States do that? Why can't states do that? Marriage is between a man and a woman. It was created by God for being fruitful and multiply, not for a perverse, masturbatory exercise and all of the other dysfunctions that follow the homosexual, transgender, surgical alteration. We're creating a generation of madness. And I've said this before, too. We are suffering this curse, this affliction, because of the bloodshed and chaos and violence that we've unleashed upon the world for the past 20 years, starting with 9/11. So Bush and Cheney and these other traitors and Obama and Biden that launched us into this military juggernaut since 2001 onward, we're now reaping the benefit of that curse, or I should say the horrors of that curse. And that is the spiritual moment where people need to, as God says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land. We have to pray for a healing of our land. We have to also stand up.
Back in 60 seconds, on target, Scott Bennett. All right, we're now into hour number three. Our guest leaves us here in about 10 minutes. And I'm going to cover all this other insane news I've not hit yet. Your discretion will be advised. Our team's now in El Paso with Michael Yon. They'll be reporting throughout the war room today live from the collapse of the border that's already happened, but will accelerate tonight when Title 42 expires at midnight. Scott Bennett was commissioned into the U.S. Army as an officer, Special Operations, 11th Psychological Operations Battalion. I won't go over his whole background. Shell Game, whistleblower.com. He's got a very important book that's a report to Congress you should get. In the time we have left, that message to the minions that are just going along with the system out of fear of losing their job versus the globalists that are in control, 99%+ of people are going to be destroyed by this New World Order depopulation program. You go back to Carnegie Endowment after World War I, they said the way to have peace is to have tyranny, trigger wars beforehand, depopulate. So that decision by the ultra-rich has been made. They don't like looking at masses of humanity. This is their program. But the rest of us going along with it, this purely satanic agenda, it's suicidal. Plus, we're designed to stand up and build communities, humanity. It makes us feel good. It's who we are. So for all the people that have been asleep or serving evil, you're not empowered because you're not being a good person. And I think there's always time, except for certain really evil individuals, to turn back. I think that's the story of and the truth of Christ on the cross. One person repented, the other didn't. Or look at Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus. So directly addressing those in the system. You already addressed those fighting it, and gave us great advice. But for people out there that have gone down this road of evil so long, now it's so clear that true wickedness runs our government and other major governments. What is your message to them?
Well, behold, I am the Lord who heals. Let thy light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. We can all cry out to the Lord Jesus Christ to come into our hearts and heal us. And our past sins are all forgiven and forgotten, and our future sins as well, under the blood of Christ. So even if you are a diabolical devil minion doing all sorts of evil and corruption and abortions and all sorts of bad things, whatever it is, Christ heals. Christ calls us. The thief on the cross had the moment, and God said, today you'll be with me in paradise. So Christ is our source and our healing and our support. And he is taking away from us, Alex, the idolatry which America has worshipped for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And that idolatry is being peeled away from us, and we're rediscovering the manna in the desert, our complete dependence on God. And I think that's the real awakening is he's unleashing this in America and other parts of the world too. So my message to those who were part of the evil cabal or the Democrats and such, cry out to God. He will heal you. If you know you not, if he knocks, open it. You know, behold, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. There's one name under heaven by which man can be saved. And the most important words, Alec, that people can say, when you go into a supervisor's meeting, when you go into a school board meeting and you go to that podium and speak, or your little child goes, you say, I am an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, be my ambassadors. He is in my heart. And I'm telling you right now that any evil, any corruption, any of this perversion that you try and advance, you will be held to account. You will hear the words, depart from me, ye who do iniquity. I never knew you. So be the ambassador. Be bold. Now is the time to be bold, because you're right. They try and intimidate. They try and bully. They try and threaten. They try and say, well, we're the FBI, or we'll come after you. You have no power except what my Father, Heavenly Father, gives you, Christ said. The federal government and these federal agencies are falling apart. And I'll say this, this border invasion is the one moment where these states have to bind together and say, no, we are not going to allow an invasion into the United States that will only get worse and worse and worse and completely corrupt our body politic into a cancer.
And we've been saying it's only going to get worse when Obama accelerated it. Trump stopped it. Now it exploded. I mean, if we think a million on the border right now about to come in as bad, the numbers are the UN estimates they want to bring 680 million people here.
Yes, yes. And there is the end of the United States. This is the one time and juncture that the states need to defy this fake Biden presidency and these lunatics in Washington and say, no, we are not allowing one bus, one train, one plane, one car, one caravan, one donkey to come into Texas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Arizona. We're cutting it off, and we're asking all the other states to send their people down and help us man the border. If the federal government won't do it, then the United States of America will do it. We do not need the federal government. We need the hearts and minds of our people and governors to recognize their duty under the Constitution is to protect their people, not other people from every other third world
and
country.
And we know in the 80s they came to Reagan, who overall was a good guy, he got misled some, and presented him a martial law plan under a collapsed border. He said no, but they are definitely resurrecting Rex 84.
Yes, yes, they have. Reagan was wrong in that original amnesty that they've done, but this is a world-changing event, Alex. No one really, you said it well, they're going to flood this country with every third world population person so that there is no United States of America. You have an escape from New York, District 9 garbage heap, and you think little girls being snatched off the street while they're on their little scooters wearing pink dresses is not going to happen. You have another thing coming. These cartels are going to transition their economies into human trafficking, sex trafficking, and they're going to target the little girls in your neighborhoods and your little boys very quickly. This is going to turn into a nightmare if it is not stopped by every veteran.
Oh, it's already begun. I mean, child kidnapping is off the charts, and it barely hits the news. People go to a Mavericks game, and eight-year-old girls get grabbed and are found 2 weeks later with over 100 men raping them in Oklahoma City. I mean, it's just insane. They're putting fentanyl on kids' arms in like little girls outside Targets and grabbing and loading them in vans, and it hits the news one time and gets shut down.
That's when the Second Amendment comes in. That's when hunter posse groups come in. That's where men and women rise up and say, not in our community, not in our town, not in our street, not in our court.
And by the way, the only safe places in Mexico is where the farmers have illegally gotten guns and started doing that.
You have to meet this enemy as an enemy. It is a foreign invading force of demoniacs, MS-13 lunatics with faces covered in tattoos. Yeah, you can say they were trained by CIA in the early days, but they are now invading the United States, and it needs to be stopped by all means necessary. And we are in a civil war. We're in a revolutionary war. We've been in a civil war, revolutionary war, since this fake president was pushed in by the PSYOP of January 6th. I saw all the documentation. I was right there in the middle of it. And their agenda is to destroy this country, destroy the patriots, destroy those Trump-supporting patriots.
And again, how does the average FBI, I know most of them aren't involved with special units, same ones that the Whitmer kidnapping ran January 6th. How do they get these people to do something so evil against their own family? I mean, it's just insane. Well, like, it's like, how do they think what they're doing isn't going to affect them? They, like you said, it's two-dimensional thinking.
Yeah. A lot of the military, a lot of the FBI and these agencies and these police have never been in the military. They've never sworn an oath as the military officers have or military enlisted. The difference between a military person and the police or FBI and such, we've sworn an oath to support and defend the Constitution against the United of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That oath does not go away. Whether we're retired, whether you're from Vietnam or Korea or Iraq or anywhere else, this massive pool of veterans between 30 and 90, this is the army of the United States that needs to step in and defend our country, defend our children, defend our families, defend our borders. We need to rise up because the ATF, FBI, and these other federal agencies are demonically seduced in a lot of ways. Half these false flag shootings are done with permission of these Masonic entities that are in the police and such. We need to recognize there is no dependency or trust that we can have on any federal force. That's why I would say that states should tell the FBI, ATF, you don't have jurisdiction here.
No, that's
you
right. America is a failed state now. We need a new Declaration of Independence, a coalition of states to reconvene and create a new federal government. This current one is totally occupied. Very impressive. Scott Bennett, join us again very soon. ShellGameWhistleblower.com. People should get your book there. Thank you so much, and God bless you. And I hope to have you in studio soon.
God bless you, Alex. Happy to anytime.
Thank you. A lot of breaking news, a ton of stuff coming up. Just stay with us. And that was an amazing interview. We're going to post it to Bandit Video. Please share it.
Don't rock the jukebox. I want to hear some Jones. Cause my heart ain't ready.
Any regular viewer or listener knows that InfoWars delivers hardcore, game-changing information that is at the very forefront of fighting tyranny worldwide and promoting human liberty. And the products we sell are no different. And I know that most of you tune in for the news and information and just glaze over the products, but I want to encourage you to take a few notes and to research what I'm about to tell you, because all of our products are incredible. But these two particular products are simply amazing. Take the Real Red Pill Plus. It's called Plus because it's been around about 8 years, but 3 years ago we updated it to make it even better. So when we update a formula, it's called Plus after the name. I was going to a major medical clinic when I was 40. Getting my blood tested, talking to one of the top doctors in Texas, and he was selling supplements, and he recommended basically this supplement that had all these trace elements of key amino acids and preglinone in it. And all I did was take that formula and soup it up and make it even better and sell for a lower price. So that's what I do. And that's what Real Red Pill Plus is. It's been out for about 8 years. About 3-4 years ago, we updated the formula. We haven't had it for 2 years because during the lockdowns, we couldn't get the ingredients anymore. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need to read what's in it. Let me go over a few of these ingredients because, again, most supplements don't have this. Vitamin K, niacin, vitamin B6, folate, vitamin B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper. Most things don't have that, and that's key. Copper's really hot right now, but we came up with this 8-9 years ago. Manganese, chromium, molybdenum as an amino acid, beetroot, preglinone's the key ingredient, green tea extract, coffee fruit, yerba mate leaf, guarana seed extract. Instant energy, but in a few days or a week or so, the other ingredients kick in and do incredible things. You need the Real Red Pill Plus. Sold out for over 2 years. Got a big shipment in 4 or 5 months ago. It's almost sold out, but despite that fact, we're offering it right now for 40% off for another week or so. And then it's going back to regular price, and it'll sell out. It'll be months until we get more of it in. Then there's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, because we updated the formula and made it even better. Super concentrated chicken broth. You know what that does for your immune system, your body, your joints, everything. It's incredible. Then it's got really strong turmeric and chaga mushroom and bee pollen and a bunch of other ingredients. This is a superfood of superfoods for not just stamina and energy and immune system and libido, but everything in your body. This product is almost sold out as well. But despite that fact, it's also still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and check out Ultimate Bone Broth and Real Red Pill Plus. Make the order, support the broadcast, which is a win-win, and get the incredible product for yourself. Again, my friends, out of the millions of listeners we have that spread the word and pray for the broadcast and do so much great things, we know that less than 1% actually ever buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So if just a percentage of you or more simply go to the site, you'll experience how great it is, and we'll have all the funding we need not to just survive and battle the globalists, but to expand in the face of this tyranny at this critical time. So get your Real Red Pill Plus 40% off before it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com, and Ultimate Bone Broth Plus as well. They'll blow you away. Take action now.